everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
Well, it's not about that.
But it's not about that. It's often about that. Today's episode is part one of two. We got rolling. We were talking long. We were just feeling like maybe we split these into two eps. Keep the fun rocking.
If you guys hate it, bully Gabe in his DMs.
It was my idea. And you can hear when I get the idea, and I'm so excited to split it up into two episodes. Okay, so this episode that you're listening to is part one of two. We're going to kind of keep you coming back next week. But part one, we talk about Allie's new addition to the family. We won't spoil it. We introduce ourselves. We talk about a couple of different things. We're all very excited that you're here. Thank you so much. This is part one of whatever Grant just titled these episodes. I don't know yet, but he titled them something
awesome.
But
you know that.
Because you're looking at it.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. You have no idea how many people I've put on True Lemon.
I just put somebody on to True Lemon at a rehearsal the other day.
I just realized.
I just put Rashawn Scott.
Once you go True Lemon, you never go back. And Ashley, she signed the note. She said, forget when Allie mentioned these, but I love them now, so thank you. She also said for Allie, unless she agrees to share. I'm assuming she means the candy.
Whoa.
And then she says, from Adoit Ashley, all
Ashley,
of them.
What? You sent a package?
She's such a sweetie.
And you sent a package and said, for Allie?
But what's crazy about Ashley, and I love this about her, she says, I think you guys will get a lot of candy. Wrong, we haven't. It's just you. Well,
what
if
else
you mean
is
from
the...
you, then the answer is
okay.
Yes.
Okay,
She sent.
I will say, hi,
wait,
welcome.
We've started the podcast.
But we realized that we have to give Ashley her propers.
We have to give Ashley her propers.
She sent us so many Nerds gummy clusters, and we're eating them right now.
So many Nerds gummy clusters.
And
Skittles, Nerd gummy clusters.
Full-size,
this is crazy.
Bags of Skittles.
And really, one of the greatest things that she did... was send us this.
You know, now that we're...
Mint floss picks. Because, hey, if this is one thing, it's a podcast about teeth.
No, now that we're in the modern age, they're going to come up with a German word for the egregious nature of someone flossing on a podcast.
Oh.
If you and I were to open these up and start flossing while recording a podcast, the Germans would come up with a new word for it.
What's that one where you don't like the sound of chewing? What's that called? We've talked about it.
I don't know, but I have it.
What's it called? It's called the people who don't like the sound.
Yeah, I just said I had it and then you made the sound. It's like misophonia.
Misophonia.
You know what I noticed about this podcast is that next to you two losers, misophonia.
You're so much phonier than us.
I'm misophonia than you guys.
Very good job.
Shouldn't it be phobia? Misophobia?
No, because it's phonetic. It's phonia, like phonetic. Like
it would be
the
so
sound
cool.
of your chewing.
It would be so
it's not
cool
the fear of
if
chewing.
We were
it's
the kind
a,
of podcast that had like someone looking up what we were saying as we were
it's
going.
It's a STEM podcast. It is a STEM podcast, which means we should know it. That's what scientists do, right? They just know it and keep knowing it. And they
don't ask questions. They just know.
Okay, hold on.
Anyway, these are environmentally safe. Ashley, Adoit Ashley, we love you
Thank
so
you,
bad
Ashley. This
for
is
the
so
true
great.
Lemon and for the candy and for the floss because you care about our well-being.
Okay, misophonia. Misophonia may cause a reaction to sounds such as dripping water, chewing, snappy gum, or repetitive noises such as pencil tapping. People with misophonia can become irritated, enraged, or even panicked when they hear the trigger sounds.
I've talked about this on this podcast before, but there's been times in my life where like... The girls,
Grant, are you having a concern about the camera?
The girls will relate.
One of those that is like, yeah, but no. Like how there was an episode we recorded recently where afterwards Grant told me, he said, by the way, your belly was hanging out the whole episode. I said, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
You
Grant.
Didn't tell me? He's like, I saw it, but I was like, yeah.
I'm trying to keep the views coming in, bro.
And you feel like the belly's going to do that?
And if the belly's going to do that. Actually, you know what? I'll be honest.
Everybody's in the belly content. Be honest. Why did
what
you
I
not?
Was concerned about was there's a crazy shadow behind you because of the time of day that we're recording now.
Oh.
But that's because we grind for y'all. And that's
we
because
grind, yeah.
Should we
we're
going to
get...
Ooh, no.
And we're going to get an episode out. We're going to get an episode out regardless of the time of day.
Regardless of the time of day. I am feeling kind of blinded.
And listen,
I am feeling like the sun is coming down.
It's mostly my brother's fault because
what?
If he was better at this, he would like put a comforter up on the window and it wouldn't be so fucking hot. And also I learned watching a YouTube video that you can fucking swear in the first, like, whenever you want now.
Really?
Thank God.
So one of my favorite YouTubers said
he started
the video saying, fuck.
Damn.
Do you think it got demonetized though? You don't know if he's making money on that one.
I guess I don't, but he's a really big YouTuber and I doubt he would do that. Whoa. if it
well,
was
how big?
Demonetize him.
How big? Because if they're big enough.
How big? Hey, tell me when.
Tell me when. How big of a YouTuber is he? Tell me when.
Tell me when.
Tell me when.
Tell me that.
Really?
That.
Bro, no way.
That's crazy.
He's the biggest Nintendo YouTuber.
Shortcat?
No, his name is Pooh Fesher.
Oh yeah, Pooh Fesher. We've talked about Dr. Dzuki on the podcast before.
I recently had something hilarious to say and I was about to say it and the two of you talked through it and I forgot it already.
I think
so. If I don't say anything funny,
kind of the whole vibe of the podcast is
that's
Allie
because I can't get a
trying
word
to
in.
Get something awesome out, but then her brothers talk, and she's trying to get something awesome out, but then her brothers talk.
I'm so annoyed and angry and frustrated. Can I say that? Can I say that I'm angry and frustrated?
Hey, can we say that? Hey.
And don't make me sing it, but I'm having a newfound rage in general. Uh-oh. If I start to talk about this, I'll get real mad.
Okay, well then sing it. You can do it. Go ahead.
I'm so mad.
Go ahead, but make it a sweet little tune.
As I enter my 30s, I'm constantly coming up against what is ultimately a patriarchal society, which I intellectually knew before. But now that I'm an age where people don't treat me nicely because I'm just young, I'm realizing that everything is sort of set up for women to fail.
What do you mean? You could just kind of keep girl bossing your way to the top. Go
it's
ahead
just
and just
that
kind of
I
work
have
harder.
To do everything I used to supposed to be have to do, and now all the stuff that men do and men can't seem to do anything. And
oh, come on. Isn't this what you girls wanted? You wanted to be girl bossing so close to the sun that you almost explode. Isn't that really what you wanted?
And I want so badly to do something violent. The angrier I get, the quieter I get to offset the rage in my chest.
I do like the song ending with, that I want to do something violent.
I'm gonna do something crazy.
I saw this. There's this 12-year-old boy who's been going viral. He's learned. Okay, so when I was younger, I thought that like
Screamo. Another thing about a boy after I just sang this song about how the world is just geared to support men and to push women down and soften their voices and keep them from growing and succeeding and making any significant amount of money unless they do something like so totally undeniably incredible. But men just stay being mediocre every day and getting paid for it somehow. What do I have to do? Be Oprah? Have a successful daytime talk show and then have a field of oak trees for me to make any amount of money?
Anyway.
Go ahead, though. Tell a story about a boy.
It was not even a story. It was just that I've been seeing this boy. When I was younger, I thought that like screamo bands, like screaming, we were taught by the voice teachers that if you did that scream sound, you'd ruin your voice forever. But there's an actual technique that you can do to sound like the, you know what I'm talking about? Or would you like me to do that again, what I just did, in order to make clear that you know the topic we're talking about?
It's interesting because back to misophonia, the feeling that I get when I hear a sound I don't like, i.e. swallowing, munching a carrot, etc., etc., feels the same way in my body and in my bones that like when I'm really hormonal feels, where it's like, I know this is an overreaction, but my entire
everywhere.
Body wants to rage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting because you kind of have to work against your biology in those moments.
Of course.
And what you've just done by going
rah,
rah, rah, rah, when I'm already not very happy with you or God herself. has sent a fire through my bones. And I just don't understand how a world can be so horrible and still so expect so much of me. Look at these boys. Don't they look stupid? Don't you think that they're underperforming? Don't you think that they should pay me 17% more?
Okay, so this boy, this 12-year-old boy has been going viral because he's doing scream covers of songs. Like, he's doing, like, actual scream songs, but he's, like, this 12-year-old boy who's like, what's up, everybody? It's me. And he's, like, doing, like, little YouTube boy accent, and then he turns and he's like, live vocal cover of Rip the Flesh Out, Put It Back Inside, and Destroy It Once More. And
then you're like,
and then he kills it.
I really give credit to his parents for not being sent into, like, a total panic.
Yeah.
By their child wanting to sing that kind of music. Like, if my kid was like, Mom, listen to my cover of Bodies on Under the Car Tires, I would be like, oh my gosh.
Okay, sweetie.
I'm sending you to boot camp for
real.
No,
but literally, okay, so shout out our friend of the pod, longtime listener, no time caller. He owes us a call. Our friend Gabe Alguera, who is the drummer for a band called I Prevail.
Does he actually listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Aw, hi Gabe.
I don't know if he does, but I assume he does. But
well, we'll know now because he'll either text us or not.
I don't know if we've spoken about him on the podcast before, but the lore of Gabe, the other, my best buddy from home, Gabe, he was handsome drummer Gabe, which we've just spoken makes about this. Me regular Gabe. Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
moving
that's
forward.
That's what they said. So Gabe.
His band that he's a part of, his band that he's a part of is called I Prevail. And no offense, none of the adoids listen to I Prevail. Guaranteed they don't listen to
That's
I Prevail.
That's not true.
It's heavy, heavy metal. It's heavy metal, but
I disagree with that.
I found this. You're right. Maybe some of the adoids do. And if you do, fantastic, because their stuff is amazing. They're literally, he's literally Grammy nominated hot drummer Gabe. And I'm still just regular Gabe. Anyway, so this boy, the reason I found this kid online was because he was covering one of the I Prevail songs where the hook of the song is, I'm a bad motherfucker with a violent nature. So
I've actually heard that song.
It's the Night Prevail song. So it comes across and there's this like 11-year-old boy who's like, I'm a bad. And I was like, oh my God, to your point, his parents, chill.
You know, maybe
they're like, why don't we get him a little camera? Why don't we give him a background?
I've never listened to this song before, but maybe it applies to me at the moment.
Yeah. You might actually benefit from listening to some metal and screaming through the streets of Los Angeles.
I'd love to scream at these hoes.
Yeah.
I would love to scream at these hoes.
Here's what I think you should scream at the top of your lungs about, is that you have a big life update.
Wait, before the big life update.
Oh, you don't
want
to talk about it yet. Okay.
Well, I want to talk about a boy I found on the internet.
Oh, tell us about.
It's a news segment of this little boy who wins a yellow ribbon at like a, it's like a 4-H, like a county fair.
The one with the goat?
And he has this little goat. And it's footage of him holding the ribbon, looking at the ribbon like it's the greatest thing he's ever held. And then he looks at the goat like the goat is his, like the greatest love of his life. And he looks at the ribbon and looks at the goat and he hugs the goat. And he's so happy that he won this yellow ribbon. I actually don't think yellow ribbon is first place even, which makes it even cuter. And then the news story pans to a shot of him in an interview. And he's like this. I love goats.
Yeah, buddy.
And he's just a little boy who loves goats. And he's proud of his goat for winning a ribbon at the county fair.
Yeah. Well, what is a ribbon but a medal at the Olympics?
I'm
going
to be so for real.
The Olympics of goats.
And by the way, not that y'all need to know what's happening with my menstrual cycle, but I'm not even in the period where I would be weeping. That video played 2-3 seconds in, I burst into tears.
Of course.
3 seconds in and I was like.
Little boy proud of his goat.
He loves his goat.
What gets you crying on the internet, Grant? What gets you crying?
I cry at graduation ceremonies sometimes.
Oh really? That's
interesting. When somebody who historically hasn't had family members graduate a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get to graduate.
Yeah.
I cried at Interstellar 6 months ago.
When he was sad that his kids were growing up?
When he was like 50 and his daughter was 90. Yeah.
That'll really fuck you up.
I also cried at season one of Squid Games.
Oh, totally.
Shut the fuck up. Let me finish this.
Sorry.
When the old guy supposedly sacrifices himself, I wept like a little baby in my room in 2021.
Yeah.
Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I laugh.
Oh.
Sometimes I fart. Just like a baby calf.
Wow. Okay. I burst into tears at a poem of Pitbull that I found on the internet the other day.
I don't think we should move past sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I fart like a baby calf. Because, and dare I say it here first on the pod, bars.
I actually think that sounds like AI wrote it for real.
What was the prompt? What was the prompt that led to that? To that?
It's like, write me a hilarious poem about farts and
write
make
me a
it
poem.
Sentimental.
Make it in the style of Grant Gibbs from Mom Said Pod.
Oh my God!
Write me a poem.
For those
about,
of you listening and not watching, feelings. We're actively eating Nerds gummy clusters.
Thanks,
so
Ashley.
If you hear,
thanks, Ashley.
Rustling in the background. That's what that's about.
Because we're all here just vibing. Hey, maybe we should talk about. Some of these people listening are new. They maybe...
Oh, you found us through Angela.
Yeah, maybe they listened
my
last
week to... My
funniest
sibling.
To our funniest...
Sorry, she's not here.
Our best sibling, Angela. hey, would you like to introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit about you to those who are just sort of... Maybe this is their second episode that they've ever listened to.
And if you've listened this whole time, which many of you have, thank you for being here. This will just be a refresher on my whole deal.
Uh-huh. So, hey. Hey, everybody. This is my sister, Allie. And here's her deal. She'll tell you.
My name is Allie. I'm 5'6". I'm funnier than my brothers, and I'm really cute. I have lots of friends, and I love to bake, and I have lots of plants in my apartment. Everyone thinks I'm so creative. I write lots of poems in my Substack. Nobody follows it. No worries, though. I love to walk around in the sun. I used to live in Michigan, now I live in Los Angeles, and I think that life is about having a giggle despite all the horrors in the world, especially currently, but no worries though.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go? You want to introduce yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, this is my brother Grant. He is a host on the podcast. He also produces, and he'll tell you his deal. Here he goes.
Something about me is that you don't need to introduce me. I can introduce myself.
Yeah.
Fair.
I knew that was a mistake.
So
I did it for Allie, so I was kind of just trying to keep continuity.
That's kind of
totally right.
You know what? We can talk about this after, and that's
sounds good.
My name is Grant.
That seems about right.
I was actually going to be stunned if he...
Yep. It's perfect. Now someone has to introduce me.
Okay, now here's my brother Gabe. He has this like penchant for needing to be introduced. So here he goes. He's going to talk about himself.
My name is Gabe. I'm the oldest one. But that doesn't seem to matter. I am Gabe. I'm the oldest one. Right now I just became a dad, so I'm thinking about being a dad a lot, and that's the things I talk about. I talk about dad stuff, which sometimes means football, and sometimes means my daughter, and also sometimes means like repairing cars and doing tough guy stuff, because that's the kind of guy I am, is like a really cool tough dad kind of guy.
It's so interesting to me that like neither Grant nor I felt the need to talk about our birth order in our introductions, but Gabe is constantly
bringing up the fact that he's the oldest, like damn near constantly.
I'm just sort of grasping for any
sort of pointing out the fact that he's the, like I just that need means some piece of
identity. I just need a little bit of identity.
Chat, does it mean have, anything to you when someone's the oldest sibling?
And all I have is that I'm the oldest because I have nothing. What else do I have?
Can't think of anything. You're kind of noodly.
Shots fired. Definitely noodly, bro.
And the oldest, you're the always oldest and the noodliest. Actually, that reminds me of something I wanted to talk about.
Okay. You just want to talk. Well, I feel like we've been singing. We came in hot singing, doing a lot of singing. So let's just go ahead and talk.
I know that I mentioned on last week's podcast, for those of you who have listened for this whole time, you definitely know. But I mentioned briefly on last week's podcast that my dog Biggie died like a month and a half ago. Total buzzkill. Total bummer. Capital B bummer. But
absolute record scratch of life.
The good news is I just adopted a brand new little noodle. Yay! And when I say noodle, I mean dog.
What's his name? Her name. Its name. Their name. Dog's name.
Marty. And Teeny for short. His first name is Marty. But his nickname is Teeny.
Nice.
Like Martini. But his legal name is Marty. That's what's on his medical records.
I want you to tell the people about how you got him.
Okay, I'll tell you how I got Marty.
Because it was like what I imagine. Our friend is in this new season of Twisted Metal, which seems like what you had to go through to get Marty.
What do you mean Twisted Metal?
It's a new series based on a video game where people are trying to survive out in these streets. It's sort of like a Mad Max kind of situation.
So I fell in love with Marty over the weekend at the Pasadena Humane Society. He's this little white multi-poo that was just sitting behind a cage, like staring at me from behind the cage. And I was like, okay, I love you. And he was like, whatever. And so I said, I want that dog. And I went to the worker and I said, let me have that dog. And they said, he becomes available on Tuesday. And just a warning, everybody wants that dog. So many people are asking about this dog. So many people are hitting our line saying, please, when can I have this little white Maltipoo? I want him so bad. Because honestly, it's pretty rare that at the Humane Society, there's like a little
designer dog
guy like that.
No, totally. That's like rare. That's right. A rare Pokemon to
And they're
find.
Normally like $3,000 if you buy them, or if you find it at the Humane Society, it comes to you traumatized and ridiculous, but it's only $150.
Is that the route you took?
So you can imagine the route I took, as I still make no money from this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Keep going.
No American dollars, but I made a lot of Skittles.
And as we are in a recession, we may be heading towards more of a trade and barter system as things get worse and worse.
I should have brought the Skittles to the Pasadena Humane Society and been like, I'll trade you these two big bags of
tropical Skittles.
If you give me that adorable little dog. Anyway.
I think that actually seems like a fair trade.
Honestly. Well, now that I know how expensive it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
They should have paid you.
They should be paying me.
Okay. So you decided, I want to get this dog, designer dog, cutie patootie.
And the woman said to me, you know, so you should come early, come before we open and line up because it's first come, first serve. The first person here gets the dog that they want and they can buy that dog. And so I said, okay. And she said, some people in the past have been really crazy and they've camped out overnight. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I looked at that woman and I said, I'm crazy. Oh. I'm crazy.
Oh, you want crazy?
Oh, you're allowed to be crazy here?
Oh.
I'm crazy. I hadn't been clued in yet that you guys accept the crazy.
Well, we just want to let you know that some people are kind of insane when they're looking for a new dog. So just want you to be prepared. It may be kind of a bit of an arduous task for you to come here and get this dog. You don't strike me as someone who's, I don't like to use this word, but you don't strike me as someone who's crazy.
If you think I'm not crazy, then you're crazy for thinking that
I'm crazy. I'll stay crazy, especially when it comes to a dog. I'm not gonna say how much I weigh, but all of the pounds of me are crazy.
Crazy.
Do what it takes. Crazy. I'll do whatever it takes.
Okay, well, you seem like kind of a nice lady, but just wanted to let you know that sometimes people spend the night, and that's, they sleep outside in the cold, but you wouldn't do a thing like that, now, would you? That would be, and again, I hate to use this word, but that would be crazy.
Ma'am, if you think I'm not crazy, you're crazy for thinking that I'm not crazy. I would sleep outside. I would pay a bunch of money. I would give you a bag of Skittles because I'm crazy. I'll do anything to get what I want. I've always been that way. I'm crazy. I stay crazy. When I was in school, I would do every extracurricular project because I wanted good grades. And I'm crazy. I'll stay up all night and make a scrapbook that you didn't ask for because I'm crazy. I've been crazy and I'll stay crazy. And if you don't think I'm crazy, you're crazy for that. Don't be crazy.
Okay, well, I guess it seems we'll see you when the dog is available on Tuesday morning. We open at 10 a.m., but feel free to show up as early as you'd like, because I guess it sounds like you're crazy.
Wow, that was a really cool ending.
So you showed up early.
I showed up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
When does it open?
10 a.m.
We did just say it in the song, but I'm not sure if people heard.
I showed up 5 hours early.
5 in the morning. It's
still
dark.
I wanted to show up at 4 in the morning, but my mom said that would be crazy even for me. So I showed up at 5. There was no one there. Victory. The whole way there, I was like, someone's going to be sitting there and they're going to get my dog. No. I show up at 5 a.m.
No one's there.
I pull the sleeping bag that I keep in the trunk of my car out of my car. I don't keep it there for reasons like this. I just keep it there because that seems like where you'd keep a sleeping bag, to be clear.
Yeah.
I sit outside the Pasadena Humane Society. I'm there with my sleeping bag, my little flowery cup of coffee, a bag of popcorn, my little reading glasses, and I'm playing ball sort. I'm on level 5,000 of ball sort.
Okay. We do need to let that sink in. If anyone knows what ball sort is...
I don't think you need to let that sink in. It's perfectly normal to replace reading and all other healthy activities.
5,000!
Level 5,000. So there's these test tubes.
Level 5,000. Sure, how long does it take you to get through one level?
If you watch me play ball sort...
How long does it take you to get through one level?
If you were to watch me play...
I'm about to do math. STEM podcast. How long do you think it takes you to do one puzzle?
Depends on how hard it is.
Average. Bro.
Average, get a minute and a half.
Minute and a half? Okay, minute and a half. Here we go. 90 seconds times 5,000. Grant, am I doing this right? Divided by 60 is how many minutes?
Divided by 60, divided again, by is 60 how many hours?
Is how many hours? 125 hours of ball sort.
Hell yeah. Divide that by 24, baby. That's four straight days. That's five straight days of ball sort.
Plus a little bit more.
Freaking period. Plus you make all the
five
balls.
Five straight days plus the following
test
morning.
And the tubes the same. And sometimes I think one minute and 30 seconds is generous. I think it's maybe longer than that because some levels I get stuck on. But we could do this for our Instagram story. I'll show you me playing ball sort. I'm like this. Like a gamer. Bro. Like, but anyway, so bro. I'm sitting outside
you
of the Pasadena.
Should start Twitch streaming
inside.
You playing ball sort, bro.
Bro, people would watch it. It's like mesmerizing.
You should just sit there.
I'd watch him.
You sit there, and Allie's bringing in cash.
Do you remember that one time that Lauren was like? Sort. Do you remember that one time that Lauren was playing ball sort, and she's like, "I'm stuck." And I'm like, "No, you're not. Put the brown there. Put the yellow there. Put the
bro." Rain
do you remember
man
that?
Ass.
And she was
Rain
like,
man.
"Oh my gosh,
Rain Man."
Anyway, I literally don't play any video game. Like, don't know how to play video games. Ball sort is my Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Minecraft? What are people playing? What's the one that everyone plays where
Fortnite.
You fight? Fortnite.
But it's
Ball
different.
Sort is my Fortnite.
No, because Fortnite is like a group experience. Ball sort is like you're reading a book.
Right, except that I should actually just
read a book.
Read.
Okay,
anyway,
okay. So you're there.
I'm there for but 15 minutes before I get a flashlight shined in my eyes. It's a security guard. And she says, wake up. You can't sleep here. And then she said, weirdly, and I think this is a very strange thing for a security guard to say. She said, I know you're awake. And I looked up at her and I said, of course I'm awake.
And she said, okay, well, you can't stay here.
It
and
implies, I was like, though, that she's had someone that she had to shake awake.
That was
like another person who, like,
pretended to sleep.
If they're asleep, they, like, lay there, like, maybe, says, maybe mom will think I'm sick and I don't have to go
awake.
To school.
I was like, of course I'm awake. What are you talking about? Anyway, it took this woman a really long time to realize that I wasn't just sleeping outside of the Pasadena Humane Society because I wanted to. She told me I wasn't allowed to stand there, whatever.
Great weather,
gorgeous weather. And honestly, of the humane societies I've seen, it's a gorgeous one.
Okay.
Pasadena's money town, and so everything there is pretty. Anyway, all that to say, me getting there at 5 in the morning was ridiculous because no one else showed up till 8 a.m.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m., a woman and her daughter showed up with lawn chairs because they had showed up two hours early to get their dog.
You had been there for 3 hours.
3 hours. The women at the place advised me to get here at 8 a.m. They were like, if you want to beat the crowds, get here at 8 a.m.
And you said, that's the advice they're telling every bitch.
I said, they told everyone that. And then I said, so I bet people come at 7. And I bet someone else is like, they told everyone there, so I bet people come at 7. So I bet someone else is coming at 6. So I'm going to come at 5.
Originally 4, but mom said 5. Okay, so they arrive at 8.
So they arrive at 8. They look at me. They're like, what are you here for? I'm like, to adopt a dog. They're like, oh, really? Which dog? And I say, the little white Maltipoo. His name was Loki at the shelter.
Great.
I say, I think his name is Loki. But I have trouble saying that name because, like, I know that's not his name. His name is Marty. So I say, I think his name is Loki. And the girl, who's like a teenager, bursts into tears because, of course, she was there for Loki too. And the mom looks at me and goes, you're breaking our hearts.
That is wild. That's wild, bro.
I'm highly empathetic. And so I'm feeling the pain of this little girl, but I'm also like, I've been sitting here for 3 hours to get my dog. And so I'm going to get my dog.
And also they didn't buy the dog and they ran out. It's not like other kinds of products or other kinds of things where it's like a guarantee.
No.
Or you have a thing. It's like,
they had probably said to those women, get her early or you won't get the dog.
Yeah.
And some people listen to the advice of the Humane Society lady and some people are crazy.
Yeah.
Allie, you're in.
That's all.
You're in. No, it doesn't need to be a song.
Yeah.
You're an individual full of empathy. You're an individual who does nice things for people, et cetera, et cetera.
Feels like he's campaigning to be the best brother this episode, but keep going.
No, I'm going to lose because of this. Now, what about that situation help you justify ripping this dog from that young child's
arms? You know
arms?
What's crazy is a bunch of other kids wound up there after that. So like by the time they actually opened the doors, there were like 6 kids in line. And I felt like I was like, I'll beat y'all asses at laser tag after this. Like, I'm like a big bully.
I'll beat
so
your ass.
If you went to a baseball game and you caught a home run, you're not handing the baseball to a kid. You're keeping that shit for yourself.
Okay.
Actually, if I went to a baseball game and they shot a puppy into the audience, I would keep it for myself.
Yeah.
If they shot $1 million into the audience, I would keep it for my shelf. If they shot me a baseball.
Okay. But then this
the
was going to be my
do
question.
What do I
was,
do with a baseball?
Who hit the baseball? Is it a celebrity match? Did Snoop Dogg hit the baseball?
I still think I don't care about the baseball.
Did Casey Musgraves hit the baseball? Is it covered
I
in
think
gold?
If I got a baseball signed by anyone but Beyonce, shot into the stands, and they were like, here's your baseball, I would be like, thank you so much. I feel like someone else would be way more excited about this.
Did you ever have a thought at the shelter? Was there any thought that said, I should give this dog to this little kid, or it didn't even cross your mind at all?
First of all, the girl that was crying was no younger than 13. She was a teenager.
Okay.
So you're saying you have no sympathy?
I'm just saying it wasn't like a little girl with pigtails being like,
I'm not
puppy.
Saying you did the wrong thing. I'm curious about your thought process in this
there
situation.
I was texting so many people at the time because what else are you going to do at this time and out of the side of the Humane Society? And everybody was like, don't get out of line. Hold strong. And I was like, of course. You have to understand that this is my dog in my mind. So these people coming up behind me and crying, of course it makes me feel awkward and it makes me feel sad for them. But I'm here to get my dog, my baby, the newest love of my life,
Marty.
Front lines. Stay strong. Enemies lining up behind you, hitting you with emotional barrages from all directions. Guilt trips everywhere, but do not falter. Stay focused. In the name of Marty.
When I went in, finally, I said, I'm here to adopt Loki. And they said, okay, come with us. I meet him. He shows me his belly, which is a sign that he's a sweetie pie lover guy. And I say, where do I sign?
Sweetie pie lover guy is,
I will say,
a song for another episode.
I will say, I proceed to bring him home and realize that he's a total crazy ass whack job.
We're getting trained. He's going to daycare.
Yeah, you guys, I had a trainer come to the house to do an in-home assessment to find out if he's, because he like has been like lunging at people and whatever. And I'm like, I have an aggressive dog, and I'm crying. I'm freaking out. I'm like,
he's also 11
I
want
to be able to keep him. Like, I love him so much. And I called this training facility, and the guy on the phone laughed at me. He was like, it's a multi-poo. I think you're going to be okay. And I was like, he's aggressive. I fill out this form, and I'm like, send a trainer. He's an aggressive dog.
Meanwhile, that guy currently has a Rottweiler chewing on him, and he's like, you're fine.
He's like, you're going to be
shaking
okay.
Shaking pit bulls off of his arms and limbs. He's like, you'll be all right.
He's like, even if that dog wants to kill me, it's a multi-poo. So anyway, the trainer comes in today. Marty does what I've seen him do a couple of times, which has scared me, which is that he lunges at the trainer and then he's like, rah, 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 rah. Once he gets to the trainer, he just stands there at his feet.
Yeah, but did the trainer have like a bad vibe or like something racist on his t-shirt?
The trainer, so Marty like attacked the trainer. Uh-huh. Come to find out, Marty's not an aggressive dog. He just sounds aggressive. He's not going to do anything.
All bark, no bite.
All bark, no bite is the saying. And that was a relief. Bite. Well, he did bite Dad's hand when Dad reached into his food bowl. But Dad reached into his food bowl.
And also, as you've spoken about on the podcast before, all Gibbs men deserve to be bit.
I think that was fair. And Dad reached into his food bowl on his first day at his new house. Mm-hmm, like, let's cut him some slack. Not Dad, the dog. So
we can cut Dad some slack too.
Yeah, we can cut Dad some slack.
He's busy. Too. He's doing his best.
Yeah, he was there to be very sweet. We do cut Dad's. We cut everyone's slack. Anyway, point is, the dog is not vicious. The trainer, so the dog like lunges at the trainer and then he does nothing. Like Marty's like literally standing at the trainer's feet like whatever. The trainer looks at me and says, "How do you feel?" And I burst into tears.
Oh shit.
I was like, I'm so stressed. I don't want him to hurt anybody. And he was like, okay. Basically, the trainer was the sweetest man in the world. And he delivered this so gingerly and so kindly. But he was basically like, your vibe is fucking with Marty. He's like, your stressed out vibe is making Marty stressed out.
Well, who was he training?
That's the thing. This is the thing about dog
trainers.
That's
what they're there to do, to train the person and the dog.
They're training both. Yeah. It's not about like sit, stay. It's about what are the tools for you guys to figure out how to work together.
To coexist
it's like,
peacefully.
It's like couples therapy.
Yes. And so I said, my dream for Marty is that I can take him everywhere with me, like coffee shops and restaurants, and I don't have to worry about him like barking at anyone or biting anyone or anything like that. And he's like, that's 100% possible. He just needs to be socialized. So he passed the in-home assessment with the trainer, flying colors. He even gave the trainer a little kiss. And so did I. Just kidding.
Oh!
Imagine I was like, no, he gave the trainer a little kiss, and then the trainer said, he may come to day camp tomorrow. For a mere $85 a day.
watch your dog all day long. And actually, it's totally worth the money because they're going to like supervise socialization for him. So they're going to introduce him to all the trainers. They're going to introduce him to all the dogs and teach him that meeting new people and meeting new dogs is a happy thing and not a scary thing. And Marty doesn't know it yet, but tomorrow's the best day of his Marty life.
Hey, meeting new people and meeting other dogs is not a bad thing, but sometimes different can be disguised as bad, but it's not bad, it just feels different, and sometimes those are hard to tell apart. Hey, Marty, meeting other people is not so bad. You can do it, buddy. Because sometimes change and different can just feel bad. But it's not bad, it's just different.
Moving to a new city and starting a new job can feel like a bad thing. But it's not bad, it's just different.
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay if you want to live in San Francisco and work for Google. That's no worries, because sometimes different feels bad, but it's not bad, it's just different. Sometimes different feels bad, but it's not bad, it's just different.
But sometimes bad is bad,
and different can sometimes be bad.
But different is not always bad, but different is always different.
That's so true. Different isn't always bad, but different is always different. Anyway, good news though. Marty is not an aggressive dog. He's not. The guy said, I wouldn't classify him as aggressive.
And you were like,
I was like,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. But, I said, but how would you classify me?
No, I said,
how'd you classify me, sir?
I said, but I have a baby niece. And he said, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
just
anyway,
leave her on the table. Leave her in the car seat on the table.
Anyway, I'll be excited maybe sometime like this week or next week, the two of you can come over and meet him, because he's gonna be getting used to meeting people and he'll bark at you and it'll sound like he's gonna attack, but he's not.
Okay.
Guys, he's not. Please
I'll be
don't
the
be
judge of that.
Please don't be like that, because then my vibe will get bad and then his vibe will get bad. So please just be encouraging.
I'll be
in
the
fact,
judge of
actually
that.
I have a grievance.
Okay. Okay.
You haven't been encouraging once about my new dog. I called you, I said I'm getting a new dog, and you said, you better train him. And I said, I'm gonna train him. And then I called you and I said, I'm having trouble with him, and you're like, yeah, well, you better fix it. You never once said, hey, congrats on your new dog. That's really exciting. Do you need any help? Are excited? Are nervous? I'm excited to meet him. You never said that. You just said, you better train him.
Okay.
And why? You know what? And because you know what? My last dog shit on your rug?
And you know what? You're right. You're right that I didn't say that. I didn't check to see if you were nervous about getting your new dog. I didn't. And I apologize for that.
You also
that.
Didn't say congratulations.
And I didn't say congratulations. Congratulations on your new dog.
Thanks. So you know I'm going through a lot.
I know you're going through a lot. I'm so sorry. And you're right that I didn't.
You just
really
put pressure on me to train him right away. And I'm trying.
I know. I know. I apologize. I apologize. My big stance on dogs is train dogs. But then that
yeah,
what
but you
came
don't
out,
have to
I know,
say
wait,
that
wait, wait,
to
I'm
me.
Listening. I'm saying that's
it's
what came
the
out.
Ranking of the brother.
That's what came out first. That's what came out first. Okay, wait. Is it possible? We're going long and we've kind of been skipping segments. Can we split this into part one, part two, and just keep rolling?
How long have we been going?
We've been going for 45 minutes.
What oh, cool. That,
what does that mean?
That like, means that we like just go in the next 10 minutes, we'll be like, we haven't done our segments, so we'll be like, next. Like,
next week, we'll do it.
This is like a TikTok. This is like a TikTok. This is like a TikTok. I've always wanted to be like a TikTok. You guys, if you want to know what segment we have next, go to part two. You know that?
Yeah.
You know that makeup influencer who says, go to part two.
If we have enough battery and we have enough memory, we could just keep rolling for another little bit and split it into 2 45ers.
So I'll do a ranking. Sure. I'll do a ranking of the brothers right now. And then let's tease what's happening in the next episode.
Because we didn't do a voicemail. We didn't do it. But okay. So if you're new, if you're from Angela, normally what we do is we talk about our week a little bit. Then we do a voice memo from a friend where we solve a problem that they're having through the power of music, which we will push to part two. Very exciting. But we always rank the brothers. So this week,
what do you want to say?
We will be ranking the brothers. But before we rank the brothers, I just want Allie to know that I'm just like, congratulations on your new dog. It's like such a big step.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm so proud of you for continuing to process the loss of your old dog. And
imagine if he said this for real.
And
imagine if he had honestly said this over the phone this week.
And seeking out help for your new dog, unrelated to me complimenting you and building you up. It's time to rank the brothers.
What's crazy is that he could have said all that this week in earnest, but he just said it to me as a joke, which means he doesn't actually feel that way. Well, I'm going into this mad, so you have an idea of how it'll turn out. But we do this every week, so let's do it right now, even though there's no suspense. Probably good for him to have a win in the ranking of the brothers. I could go on for a really long time.
I know. Thank you for sparing us.
I think I have
us.
Some serious
Thank you for sparing
power.
Us.
Obviously, Grant is number one.
Congratulations, bro. Because I've been on a hot streak. I've been on a hot streak because she's got a niece because of me.
Though I will say, Grant also didn't say congratulations on your new dog. No one said that. But said nothing.
That's his way of saying thank you. Is woo, yeah, woo.
Congratulations on Marty.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's wrap up real quick because we're going to take this into a part two. We're going to say...
So let's tease what's coming next.
Coming up next in next week's episode, we're going to do... I'm going to tell you a little bit about a thing called Woonba. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about a thing. We're going to do a voice memo. We're going to have one of the voice memos. And we're going to tell you... We have a lot of the cool art that people sent us. Well, that's not true. We have other things that people sent us and one cool art that someone sent us that we're very excited about. So we're going to wrap this up right here and then we're going to jump right into part two. So thank
you
so much.
For those who are here because of Angela, thank you, Angela, for being what you are and who you are. Thank you, Ashley, for sending us all these Skittles and Nerds Gummy Clusters. We love you guys. We'll see you in part two.
We'll see you next
Wednesday.
We'll see you next week. But
besos.
But for us, it's happening right now. And to our, tell your friends about this show. We love doing this show. And to our younger listeners. Goodbye.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Why did you sing over me?